Cove, SSR, and many more. Delivery is available, and don't forget to ask about layaway plan. Mention the Roar FM to receive $50 off our best price. Call 864-232-7223 for more info today.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
This holiday season, Founders Federal Credit Union is giving you more than cheer. Open a home equity line of credit by December 31st and get up to $750 toward closing costs. Perfect for home upgrades, paying off debt, or those big purchases you've been dreaming about. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Visit foundersfcu.com/HELOC for more information. Membership qualification required. Institution NMLS identifier number 410646. Equal housing lender. See website for details.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You know, I don't know if Harbaugh has any relationship with McDaniel or not. I would have no way of knowing that. Again, first of all, I don't know if Atlanta will accomplish the Harbaugh part, but I love the notion. I think McDaniel is a really bright offensive mind. I do. I think he was in a no-win situation. He's saddled with a quarterback he knows sucks. He has to play with that quarterback. That's a problem. I don't care who the head coach is. The coach could be Bill Walsh. That's a friggin' problem when you know the quarterback sucks. And he designed an offense around the skill set of the quarterback, which I thought was fairly effective for a while. I think when you have Chris Greer as a GM there for 20 years, who is just an absolute moron, and who bankrupted the whole team. I mean, Greer made a decision to tank this whole football team. And then what was McDaniel supposed to do? Find a way to win? Or are you firing him because he actually did find a way to win late in the season? I don't know how McDaniel won with this team the second half of the year. I don't know how he did it. I don't. I personally would not have fired him. I think he's a weird little dude, but I think he's a bright, weird little dude. And now he's going to be someone else's bright, weird little dude. And maybe Harbaugh's. I mean, honestly, like I said, I don't know about Harbaugh and that relationship. But I love that notion. I love the notion of Harbaugh as head coach in Atlanta and McDaniel as OC. Someone is going to snag McDaniel as an OC. Trust me. I would do it sooner than later. I think he's a really bright offensive mind, regardless of how this situation in Miami played out. In the NFL, what are they going to do? Fire everybody? You can fire all the coaches? I mean, I don't know. Who are they hiring? I mean, it's a closed-loop game. I mean, it's not like there's another source for where you go for guys. Hey, let me tell you about Ortho Laser Spartanburg and then Looper and Seminole Town. I'm coming right to you. Ortho Laser Spartanburg, this is where you go to end your pain. Are you in pain right now? Have you not been able to find answers? I may have the answer for you. 2555 Boiling Springs Road, Boiling Springs, South Carolina. A short drive from anywhere in the upstate. Here's the phone number to end your pain. 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Those are the hours to end your pain. And the website to end your pain is recoverwithlight.com. Heal at the speed of light with non-invasive, drug-free laser light therapy aimed at reducing pain, inflammation, accelerating healing. The therapy is FDA-cleared, non-surgical, drug-free, no needles, no downtime. Treatment suitable for chronic pain, injuries, like acute pain, sprains, etc. Post-surgical recovery to speed healing, reduce swelling. Again, the chronic pain is arthritis, whatever you're dealing with. Flexible treatment schedule, sessions typically over several weeks depending on condition. Check out their 5-star rating on Google. That's you people saying it, not me. Relief from pain after only a few treatments for most patients. Can avoid surgery in some cases like torn tendons or rotator cuffs. Discounts for veterans and first responders. Cash, credit, even use your HSA or FSA. They also have a flexible payment option program called Sunbit. Though treatments are typically not covered by insurance, patients find the costs very reasonable for the benefit of the treatment. So if you're suffering, stop suffering. Book your free 15-minute phone consultation to see if you're a good candidate to heal your pain with light therapy at 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. The 6-visit package is under $500. Recoverwithlight.com. I promise you'll thank me later, especially when your pain starts to dissipate and go away. Looper and then Seminole Tad. Looper, how are you there, Looper?
Yeah, it was a good ball game last night. You see where that old scumbag said something about our interview room at Little John?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to get some money, build a big place in here. Well, it was big enough to beat you.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, he couldn't stand it. I reckon when the coach gets out, coach, he got to make some kind of excuse.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what it was. Like I said, Beamer did the same thing at Missouri a couple years ago after a loss to Missouri, and he got drilled by Missouri. And the first thing he did after the game was complain about the media room, which the construction of it and everything else. And it was just laughable. It was embarrassing, and it still is. It's embarrassing for a coach to do anything like that. It sends all the wrong message. The first thing you ought to be doing after a game where you lose is commend
your opponent.
Right, is commend the other team. That's the first thing you ought to do.
Yeah, that same way that old scumbag at SMU when they beat them last year on that field goal.
Yep.
He didn't, first thing came out of his mouth, but just like his coach, well, we beat yourself. I didn't see you beat yourself. I saw your team was locked down.
Yep.
He locked them down.
Yep.
But, I see they picked up that guy from Cal. Boy, he's a monster.
Yeah.
I watched some of their games this year.
Yeah, good player. Yep. All these pickups have been good. I'm going to talk about two others. I'm going to talk about London Merritt. And I'm going to talk about Andy Berberija, who I have is not a commit as yet, as far as I know, but might be. I'm going to talk about both those guys in a little bit.
Now, if we can just get Nero while play his fiddle while Rome is burning, pick up a quarterback, that would kind of just seal the thing. I mean, they need a quarterback in the way they talk it. I mean, I know they heard somebody said there was a lot of yelling in there about not picking up a quarterback. But last night, it's another thing about Brian Al. I kind of noticed people don't pay. Every time he called a timeout, 98%, 99%, they score a bucket.
Yeah, or get a great shot, whether they hit it or not. They always, basically, out of a timeout, they always get a good look.
Well, now they got to travel to Notre Dame. Mr. Strawberry up there.
Strawberry.
Maybe he'll be chasing some more coaches.
Maybe.
Outside, and we'll just take it off there.
Thank you, Looper. Mr. Strawberry up there. I love how Looper takes these people's names and just intentionally destroys them. Mr. Strawberry. Seminole Ted. How are you, Ted? Good to have you.
You know, I'm excited that they got rid of Mike McDaniel, believe it or not. A lot of people say keep him, but when you look at his third quarter adjustments, there were no halftime adjustments. They got blown out 130-27 this past season in the third quarter. That's not making changes. That's not doing what you need to do. It wasn't all his fault, but I think that you got to go after John Harbaugh if you can. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think they can lead him?
Well, again, first of all, I disagree on McDaniel. I think he's a really bright guy, and I think he was screwed there, and I just don't think there was any way to win there. And so I think that it was obvious to me in the last couple of years that that Miami was tearing it down. They were talking about winning at some future date, and then you want the coach to win games when you destroy the personnel and you let great players go and you don't even try and maintain them. I just think I think blaming McDaniel for anything there is just craziness. I think he's a really bright mind, and I think this will be another regret from the Dolphins franchise, particularly if they don't get a quality coach. We'll see. But I think Greer was instructed to tear it down the last couple of years, and I think it was obvious in the guys the Dolphins were just letting go away. And then somehow, you know, we're going to talk about second half adjustments. I'm not trying to give you a hard time, Ted. I just don't see it. I think he's an odd little guy, but I think he's a really bright odd little guy, and I think he's going to go somewhere and prove what a genius he is. And listen,
maybe a change of environment's good for him. Maybe a second stint at coaching will.
How is he supposed to win? Did things get better in the second half of the season under him this year?
They did for two reasons. One, they had to go away from pass first. They had to go to run first. They were better equipped to run the ball.
Okay.
But anytime they had to throw the ball 30 times or more, they were losing. If they ran the ball,
right, but that's not his fault, Ted. It's that they saddled him with a crappy quarterback who they drafted instead of Justin Herbert. That's not his fault.
I don't disagree with that, but I mean, it still doesn't beleaguer the fact that he couldn't get it done. So you got to move on and go somewhere.
You're not getting it done with Tua Tagovailoa. It doesn't matter. You could be Bill Walsh. You would have fired Bill Walsh because Bill Walsh would have been – I'm telling you right now, you put Bill Walsh on that team this year with that same personnel, he has the same record. He's not winning squat with that team. I mean
– you're right with that. I'm not saying that he has – but he does have culpability in it as well. And sometimes you just got to do a hard reset with everything. And I think that's what it's going to take.
We'll see.
I just hope that they get a good coach. So we'll see after the hires are done with the GM and the coach.
You know, your teams, Ted, are all sort of in the same position. Your Noles are in the same position your Dolphins are.
Yeah, that's bad. Hey, are you guys going to look at Gavin Sawchuk in the portal or not? Running back?
Is Clemson going to look at him?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I hope y'all don't get him because he's a beast, you know. And I'm hoping we can manage to hold on to Kroma. That'll be a bright side if we can manage to keep him out of the portal.
Well, again,
I'll take it off the air.
Yeah, thank you, Ted. I don't know. I don't even know what Florida State was doing with Kroma this year. I mean, I think Kroma is an absolute freak, and I have no idea what Florida State's usage of Kroma was. I don't get it. And maybe they thought they had a stable of backs. Sawchuk was one of them, but Kroma is the freak, all right? And if that guy enters the transfer portal, trust me, all of the major college football teams are going to be knocking on that door. And I don't think he has as yet. I was sort of watching for that. I don't know what is going on at Florida State. I mean, the Florida State fans are just outraged. And I think it's sort of easy to understand why. I mean, you know, I'm on my way in. I heard Ben express the theory that Ben Kwok together expressed the theory that maybe Florida State is just going to burn this season and wait for next year to fire Norvell. Maybe. Because I don't think what they're doing in the transfer portal is enough to change their immediate fortunes. It looks more like Norvell might be set up to fail. I mean, you're getting your, third, fourth, fifth quarterback choice in Ashton Daniels. You're letting some guys into the portal that I don't know whether you're competing for or not that I think are going to be devastating for you to lose. The surprise to me is that Kroma is still hanging in. And I guess we'll find out about that. But that kid, I'll tell you right now, this is like a flashback, but there's a little like Marcus Dupree in Kroma is really explosive. He's 220 plus pounds. I mean, I would have been giving that kid the ball 30 times a game. I don't know what Florida State was doing with him. I have no idea. I mean, and I'm surprised he's still there. Again, last I knew, you know, you got to check this portal like every 3 minutes. Last I knew, he was still there. And that surprises me because, I mean, I would have thought that somebody would have come with some massive offer for him by now, you know, one of the tampering types. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. This is Gilstrap Roofing. They help Ramona every 10 years. They save Ramona's bacon. Ramona, tell them what you think of Brian Gilstrap and Gilstrap Roofing.
The roof stuff and Brian are great. Okay. I've had him work on my roof twice and he's just great. I can't see what's going on my roof and I trust him to go up there and be honest about what I need. And he doesn't fix more than I need. Everything he fixed is just what I needed.
And that's it. It makes perfect sense. That's it. Exactly. That you trust Gilstrap Roofing. And guess what?
To go up right there and not go, well, right, and tell them they need a whole new roof.
Exactly right. And they've been doing it the right way for 90 years. It's 90 years of trust established with their clients. And that's why someone's in business 90 years. You're 100% right. Listen, serving the upstate since 1935, Gilstrap Roofing. Family owned and operated, 4 generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232. Visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. I promise you will thank me later. All right, I'm going to give you a couple of talent reviews on London Merritt, who is already in the Clemson fold, and on Andy Berberija. I don't know how he pronounces that name, but Berberija sounds about right. And he's not yet in the fold, I don't believe, but maybe moving closer to it. And I've been asked to talk about him. And I have watched the film on both guys. So we'll talk about them and more on the other side. Robert from Georgia, you'll be up first.
Weight loss is hard. I know for a lot of you, you feel that. You understand that because you've been trying to lose weight for years. Maybe you lost weight successfully in the past. Now you put on a few pounds, you want to drop them. And it's just harder than it used to be. Well, it's not because you don't have enough willpower. It's not because your body's broken. It's just the natural result of slowing metabolism. Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks with PhD Weight Loss, and it's because they got to the bottom of my metabolism slow, and then they sped up my metabolism so that I was burning fat like I used to when I was 15, 16, 17 years old. It's incredible, and that's why I've been in the maintenance program for 5 years now, because that's the result that I've seen. That's the result I want you to see as well. If you want to understand why your body's not cooperating, call PhD now. Mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock our New Year special. It's free, it's personalized, and it can explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphcweightloss.com.
Keeping your commercial roof in its best condition keeps your business running. Adams & Co. understands how important your business is to our community, your family, and your employees.
Whether you have shingle, silicone, TPO, metal, or a bitumen roof,
we not only repair current damage and leaks, but can also offer a free roof inspection to help catch small issues before they become a big problem. 864-260-0080. Call Adams & Co. for all your commercial roofing needs. Adams & Co., making a difference one roof at a time.
Your family will delight in their locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability, and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Avatar Fire and Ash has arrived.
I am the fire!
Get your 3D tickets now for the greatest chapter of the biggest saga in history.
Whatever happens, protect this family.
Critics rave, it's by far the best Avatar movie.
If your father and I do not return, you go as far and as fast as you can.
Movies don't get any bigger than this. Avatar Fire and Ash, rated PG-13, now playing.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walked up to the Road Rage. We are back. You can get in 654-7627. You know what you want to talk about? We're going to talk about a couple. One Clemson portal commit and another that might be. I haven't seen confirmation on him as yet. But I watched the film on both those guys. We're going to talk about them as part of this Portal Hall. You know, look, I people are excited. You know, I mean, the fan base has been clamoring for this forever. So this is what the fans have known was the right thing to do. I mean, from a winning standpoint, forever, and you're finally getting that. Look, I don't know how it all plays out. I don't know. Look, this team lost a lot of defensive parts. And so a lot of these guys are replacement pieces as well. And everybody else is doing the same thing. So, you know, we have to see how it all comes together. But I think Tom Allen will do a good job of blending it. I think you have some better athletes, some longer athletes, some more explosive athletes. There are still pieces to get. We're going to talk about that. But, I mean, I think the concern is that the offensive side, other than attempts at a couple offensive linemen thus far, seemingly has been, I don't want to say ignored, but as of yet, we've not seen any significant additions, well, any additions. And I think most people understand there has to be some. I mean, this offense is not averaging 40 points a game. We watched this offense this year. It wasn't good. Now, it's going to be a new coordinator. And the problem with thinking that the new coordinator is going to change it all is that when Garrett Riley came, you know, that's what was said then, that Clemson was going to score 40 points a game, and that never happened. Right now, I mean, I don't think there are enough pieces on the offense. I mean, it seems clear to me. And that's an area that I still think needs to be addressed. Now, there are some positives, and maybe some of these guys turn into it. I mean, I think Nick Davidson still has star potential. I think Eazy-E has, I mean, Diablo said Eazy-E was Wayne Gallman, a more explosive Wayne Gallman. Well, then you should have your running back room set. You know, but you are going to go into next year. As you sit right now, you have a quarterback room that has zero experience. You have a running back room that has zero experience. And, you know, you might get Haynes back. He's not really experienced. He's been here. Green, perhaps, but who people forget, he actually scored a touchdown against Texas. And he's sort of like out of sight, out of mind. But you know, Riley seemed to actually like him. He liked his ability to catch the ball, too. Robert and Greg. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm great. I hope you all are.
Yeah, thank you, Robert.
A couple quick comments about the portal and Clemson basketball, and then I got to talk a little underdog with you again.
Yeah.
As far as the portal, I couldn't be more excited about the defensive players that Clemson's bringing in. We got 8 of them committed. All we need is 3 more, Walt. And we'll have 11. We can go to war.
That's right.
But listen, I don't want to steal your thunder, but I hope you're going to talk about London Merritt and Abdul Carter in the same conversation. Might be a little off, but hopefully.
No, I'm not. You do. No, I'm not talking about anybody in Abdul Carter.
Come on, Walt.
No, there's nobody in Abdul. No, absolutely not. There's nobody in Abdul
Carter.
I'm Carter's.
Not talking about next year. I'm saying future.
No, anytime. There's
potential.
Nobody in Abdul Carter's class.
Nah, you don't think he could grow into a Carter type?
No. No, look, there's a well-known person in the area in the media who I'm friends with who wanted to try and tell me that TJ Parker was Abdul Carter, and I kept telling him and I like him, but you know, I kept telling him nope, not even close.
I agree with that 100%. Yeah.
Abdul Carter is a once in a lifetime kind of guy.
No. Clemson basketball, I thought that was a great win last night, Walt. I got to thinking, you know, Clemson has done that now to SMU, what, 3 times? High scoring offense and just kind of shut them down 3 times in a row. And, you know, I kind of had a little epiphany. I mean, well, I guess I was expecting something out of ignorance, but that's Clemson's basketball. They're going to win games like that, shutting people down. They're not going to be a 1970s ABA team, and I'm not sure that just dawned on me after that game last night.
Well,
I mean, they're going to be ugly games. because of the way they play.
Well, look, they want to run. I mean, they're scoring 80 points a game. So, I think we have too many television announcers who seem to think Clemson is trying to replicate Pete Carril's Princeton team. That's just not the case. Clemson wants to run. They're going to choose their spots when they play teams that are only focused on the run. You know, in other words, you don't want to play an Alabama or a BYU or a for the most part a Georgia, although Clemson sort of did just run up and down against Georgia. Or a SMU and just totally play their game by running up and down the court and making it a wild street ball game. You know, when Clemson plays one of these 90-point scoring teams, they're going to choose their spots where they run, but they're still going to run, and they're not just going to play half-court basketball. That was never the intent with this team. The intent with this team was to run, to push the ball, to get some early offense, not just to run half-court offense. It's really difficult to make a living just playing offense in the half-court against advanced scouting and these defenses of today. So you've got to have some of that. So I get what you're saying, I think you can separate the two things. Okay, Clemson wants to make life difficult on the opponent defensively. They want to make them work deep into the shot clock, and that can sometimes lower the total of the game more so than Clemson is afraid to run or isn't going to run, and you know, like these television announcers try to make it seem.
Yeah, and I agree with that 100%, Walt. I guess I probably should have maybe phrased it a different way. Clemson is just not going to win all their games 95-90 and whatnot. And I guess I didn't appreciate that in the past. Even being someone who appreciates great defense in college football and prefers it, I guess I just was expecting Clemson one day to win 95 and 100-point games, and that's not going to happen. And I don't have a problem with that whatsoever. So I like the fact that they shut down SMU because, like I said when I started this, SMU's been a high-scoring offense at least the last 2 years since that coach has been there, and Clemson has shut them down all three times they've played them.
Yeah.
So,
but, like, for example, again, the Clemson-Georgia game was a very high-scoring game,
right?
Both sides.
That's right. That's right, and I guess maybe I was thinking, well, we're going to see more of those this year, but I'm not so sure we will. But, all right.
No, and as I said, when you get into conference play, broadly, there's a familiarity. Now, the familiarity is not what it used to be because the teams are not the same anymore. You know, every team is considerably right. different than they were the year before. So, you know, the familiarity factor is not what it used to be, but there's still more familiarity than playing somebody from a different region of the country. And when you get into league play, for the most part, play tends to slow down a little bit. Now, there are exceptions. Yeah. I mean, some of these teams like North Carolina, they just want to go up and down. You know what? North Carolina probably should have tried to slow things down a little bit against SMU. Play a little defense.
They probably should
play a little defense.
But
play a little defense, you.
Moving on to underdog right quick. The Steph Curry hit last night, Walt, but Kate Cunningham didn't play. Yeah, he did, but Kate Cunningham didn't play, And then, of course, the Pistons beat the Bulls. But I'm still getting that 100% for 2 to 3 picks, $10 max. So
good.
Here we go.
All right.
Let's see what you think about these three. Pascal Siakam, higher than 36.5 points, rebounds, and assists for the Pacers against the Hornets tonight.
So what Siakam's number is what?
36.5.
What's his point total?
I don't know. I just took all three of these.
Okay, you already played
points,
it.
Point. Yeah, I've already played it.
You know, ask the advice, Robert, is before you play it.
Yeah, I guess that might work better.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I I don't really have a thought.
He's averaging pretty close to that
yeah.
for all of his, you know, totals.
Yeah, I'm curious what his point number is. That's what I'd be more curious with him.
Yeah.
I would think he's in the – I mean, if he's at 21, something like that, I might play that higher.
Yeah. Yeah. Same game, I took Knipple to go higher than his total, 27.5, again, points, rebounds, and assists.
Yeah, I like that.
And then the third pick, I took Loria Markkanen to go higher than 36.5 for his total, points, rebounds, and assists
yeah,
for Markkanen's the Jazz.
Yeah, Markkanen's a good player. He's a stat sheet stuffer.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't get in on the Curry, but, you know, I did a little research just one last thing, and I'll take it off the air.
Yeah.
You know, there's some guards out there, Walt, that are averaging pretty high numbers in rebounds.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right when you talk about that.
It's the hidden area.
Yeah, R.J. Barrett for the Raptors, he's averaging over 5 rebounds a game.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I appreciate it, Walt.
Yep, thank you, Robert. Thank you. Well, Ramona, you got to give all that stuff to Underdog right there. That's a lot. There's your Underdog ad right there. Robert talking about all of his Underdog NBA questions, and I'm going to tell you about Underdog NBA. And Robert took our advice last night and took Steph Curry. Now, he had already played the other plays, and he lost both of those because he didn't take our advice. but I wasn't so sure about that Pistons-Bulls thing. And he didn't lose the other because Cunningham didn't play. But fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties are back, and Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. And for wild card weekend, Underdog's adding a gimme pick on a quarterback of your choice from any of the wild card games to get started. How about that? They're going to give you one. So, in other words, they're going to pick a quarterback and they're going to say, higher than 1 yard or something. So, that's amazing. So, awesome. Absolutely awesome. Another special offer from our friends at Underdog. But, you know, look, we just gave Robert a little more advice. I'm going to be all over the NBA and Underdog tonight, and obviously I'm going to be all over Wild Card Weekend and the two college football playoff games coming up. It's Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, assists, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You know, I told Robert about guards and guard rebounds because I think it's like the hidden area of playing the NBA. And Robert cashed in on that on Steph Curry last night, and I've said, you know, I've probably played Steph Curry. Most of them are live in-game plays. I've probably played him to go higher than his rebound number like 8 times. I've hit all but one, whatever it is, 7 of 8, 8 of 9, whatever it is. I've hit all but one of those on Steph Curry, and I think guards rebounding is like a hidden area, and live in-game. Man, lets you steer. I love playing NBA live in-game. I know what type of game it is. I know who's hot and who's cold, all that stuff. So I'll be all over this as soon as this show ends tonight. And I'm going to give you some live show picks, too, today and tomorrow. Hey, download the app. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $75 in bonus entries right now. When you play your first $5, that's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, Underdog. Make picks when money must be 18+, present South Carolina, terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/1 and get terms_DFS_.html for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. Greg, you'll be up first on Georgia football as soon as we get back.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically 2 coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
If you have had surgery and are struggling with recovery, check out OrthoLaser Spartanburg. They use advanced MLS laser therapy to help reduce post-surgery pain, minimize swelling, and speed up healing. OrthoLaser is non-invasive, drug-free, and proven to support a smoother, more comfortable recovery. Whether it's joint replacement, orthopedic surgery, or a sports injury repair, take control of your recovery with OrthoLaser. Call today for your free consultation, 864-327-8001.
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15, and you could win up to $2,500, or play all 15 numbers, and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customize versatile one- and two-story home plans with luxury design selections in our 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens this year, and there will be natural trails winding through towering hardwoods. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's ESTES Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You know, one of the oldest adages in football is it's about the Jimmies and the Joes, and it still is. You can talk about whatever else you want. It's about players. You either have them or you don't. I mean, it wouldn't matter who coached Clemson last year. It just wouldn't. You know, and the reason you see the rise in places like Texas Tech and Indiana, like these former dreg programs that are now at the top of the world of college football is because they have money. I mean, I saw a list earlier this year. I don't know how accurate it was. I have no idea. This was just a few weeks ago that Oregon was paying players $250,000 per player, which is way more than any other school in the country was paying them. Well, that's how you get good. It's not that Dan Lanning's a genius. Is that they're paying players more than anybody else is. That's how you get good. And that's what's happened in the world of college football. We used to think that all these guys were great, all these legendary coaches, that these blue blood programs, that they're all great. You know, they're stinking geniuses. But the reality is that they're the ones who are paying players. And, you know, and that's how those programs are winning. Well, now the wealth is spread out all over the country, and suddenly there are no dominant teams. Funny how that works, isn't it? Funny how that works. Greg, how are you, Greg? Good to have you.
Yes, sir. It's good to be on the radio with you. Well, I've enjoyed you for years.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. I'm down here in Athens, Georgia, and we actually pick you up on the radio all the way up to about 3 miles from Athens Tech.
Where How I about live that? At.
We're able to get you. Yeah, it's pretty good. And we don't listen to Athens radio because it sucks. So if we want sports, we listen to The Roar. And if we want to listen to anything in Athens, it's music. So,
well, we appreciate that, Greg. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Quick thing. Did you see in Dog Nation or any of those things, I don't know if you ever look at those, the recruit for Georgia, the defensive back, that we got all the good news about yesterday where the charges were dropped against him from the drive-by shooting, and now we may be able to sign him?
No, I did not see that. You got to commit from Braylon Conley, but that's not what we're talking about then. Who are we talking about?
No, that's not it. This was a commit that wasn't allowed to sign yet. And so he's a defensive back, and so he was the driver on a drive-by shooting.
Oh, you can't. You're not really going to sign him, are you?
Well, he will give us the royal flush of criminals if we can get that.
Wow.
We've had the women chokers and driving is a skill that we look for in Athens.
It is a skill that you look for. Yeah. And if you're ever late for an airport,
terrible.
If you're ever late to the airport or something, you'll know who to have drive.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I guess their only defense is they didn't hit anybody. I don't know. But anyway. But what I was calling about was, you know, we had the center that was a freshman play for us this year.
Yeah.
And then we had the guard. We had the guard and another one that freshman that played tackle. So we had three different freshman offensive linemen.
Yeah, Tolliver.
But it looks like the discussions down here in Athens is that we're in trouble if the two offensive tackles, Freeling and I can't think of the other, Ernest Green, if they both leave. Yeah, that all of a sudden that becomes the big question mark, and it may be the limiting factor for Georgia. You got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think Freeling has real star potential. So I think losing Freeling would be big. But is there speculation that these guys are going to enter the portal?
No, they're going to NFL. Those two are the discussion is that they're going to go NFL.
Yeah,
I don't see Ernest Green going, but that's what the chatter down here is that he's going.
Yeah, that would hurt. I mean, you know, you still have some depth. I don't know how much we've seen of Jackson and Yuli, etc. But you know, Georgia just seems to consistently have these 6'6", 320-pound NFL-style tackles. But look, I think Kirby made it clear before the year that he was concerned about the depth of this year's Georgia team to begin with, and I think losing starting offensive tackles would cause him more depth concerns. So, yeah, I mean, I think that would be an issue without question.
Yeah, they're saying that Freeling may be a early second round pick, possibly.
Yeah,
sound about right.
Yeah, I think that's right. Okay. I think maybe even late one.
Yeah. Now the last thing was the basketball game. I don't know if you saw that with Florida or not.
Yeah.
We were so high on the Georgia basketball game, but when that one big goes out,
yeah, it killed you
because of stupidity. It makes us look like, okay, we're going to go into the SEC schedule. He's going to get worn down and we're probably not going as far as we think we're going. Is that your assessment?
I don't know. I mean, you're still a really super explosive team with shot makers and scorers. I mean, when you're playing a team with a baseline that's just elite. I personally think Florida could win the championship again. I've been saying that since the UConn game. I watched them play UConn at UConn. They lost by like three, or it was like 79-76. And quite honestly, I thought Florida was the better team. And I just thought if they played on a neutral court, Florida would absolutely win. So I think when you play Florida, you're playing a team that might be as good as anybody in America. I know Michigan's hot and they're killing people, but at the end of this process, I think I would bank on Florida And that's what I'm thinking right now. I think Florida's a Final Four team. So I wouldn't worry about losing at Florida in that type of game, and especially when your big guy who you absolutely have to compete against that baseline gets himself a bounce from the game. I don't hold that against Georgia from a loss standpoint. By the way, you know what commit I like that you got? Obviously, you got Khalil Barnes. Back to football for a second. I know you got Khalil Barnes, et cetera, but the guy I like is Isaiah Cannon. You talk about a traitor. Isaiah Cannon goes from Georgia Tech to Georgia, Ramona. That's just you're not supposed to cross those lines. But I really thought that kid was underused at Georgia Tech. He's like 6'4". I think he's really gifted.
Yeah.
So we'll find out what he does at Georgia.
Yeah, absolutely. We needed some more of those with hands.
Yep. With hands. Yes, with hands. Exactly
with
right.
Hands, yes.
Exactly right. Good. Good talking to you,
Thank
Greg.
You so much.
Thank you. Good talking to you. We appreciate that you get us all the way down there. How about that, Ramona? You can get in 657-627. Okay. Let me see where I am here. Where am I? I want to talk about London Merritt and Andy Berberija. On the Merritt front, I went back even and watched his high school film. So I watched a lot of film on Merritt, and I saw him in a lot of different roles. I saw him standing up with the hand down, with the hand in the dirt, etc. And one of the things that impressed me at various levels is that he could set a hard edge. He's not just a pass rusher. He can stand offensive tackles up and shed. And so I think he can set a hard edge. I'm going to be really interested to see how Tom Allen uses London Merritt, but Merritt is athletic. He's explosive. Tom Allen wanted long-armed athletes. London Merritt is a long-armed athlete. When you watch him stand there, his hands are almost at his knees. So he's a long-armed, explosive athlete, and I think it's a big get. It's another big get. This is the kind of defensive athlete that Tom Allen has been looking for. Now, am I going to compare him to what I think is maybe the most explosive edge guy that we've seen in college football in years? In Abdul Carter? No, I don't think there. I'm not sure there is another Abdul Carter, but London Merritt is explosive, athletic, great first step. I think you can do a lot of different things with him, and again, very long arm. So all the things that Tom Allen wants out of an athlete, out of an edge player, you're going to have that in London Merritt. I'm going to be really fascinated to watch this. That's a key get in my mind. This is a player who's had a lot of big school recruiting interest in the past, including Clemson, including Ohio State, etc. So I think getting London Merritt from Colorado is a big get. The other kid, and again, I don't think he's in the fold yet. Maybe he's destined to be. And again, I don't know how he pronounces his name. Andy Berberija is what I'm going to say. This is a JUCO defensive tackle, and he is like a fire plug. I mean, this is a physically powerful dude who plays with extremely low pad level. You know, he's a nose tackle, a defensive tackle. This is not a three technique guy. This is a guy who, when you watch him on film, again, he plays with tremendous pad level, and he gets his hands into, despite the fact he doesn't appear to have long arms, he doesn't appear to fit that mold that Tom Allen looks for, but he gets his hands into offensive linemen and he controls them. He controls them with this power and this consistent hand usage. Hand usage, violent hands, hand usage is very important for a defensive lineman. And this Andy Berberija does a great job in that. What you mostly see is you see him win the pad level battle with interior offensive linemen that are bigger than him in many cases, and he just drives them straight backwards on a consistent basis. I mean, a play-by-play basis, he drives them straight backward. And then at times he stacks and sheds them too. You know, he is a powerful dude, a very powerful dude who has powerful hands and does a great job controlling offensive linemen. What he's mostly going to do, again, I don't think he's a three-technique, explosive, get-up-the-field guy. He's not any of that. He's a immovable object that is going to drive offensive linemen back into the face of the opposing quarterback. And quarterbacks hate that. So he's a really interesting player. Honestly, watching him play, part of me is thinking, man, he'd make a great guard, an offensive guard. Part of me was thinking that watching him play. I mean, because who knows what purpose Clemson has for him. You know, I guess it's defensive tackle, but I mean, I could see him as an offensive guard the way he plays. I didn't see any film of him playing offensive guard. I only saw a film of him playing defensive tackle. But, you know, again, as a defensive tackle, I don't know if this is, he's not necessarily a guy who's going to redirect, but he sheds guys. You know, he stands them up straight. He drives them backwards, and then he sheds them to make plays. But so he's not a explosive upfield guy. He's a physically dominant guy, even though he's not the biggest dude in the world. Again, I'm just going by the weight that's listed. But he's powerful, and he's a really interesting player. And like I said, I think he could play offensive guard if you wanted him to. And probably be pretty good at it just based on his hand usage and based on his power and based on the pad level he plays with. I don't know what the intent for Clemson's going to be. I mean, it's probably to play him at defensive tackle. But regardless, he's a really powerful, compact, low pad level guy who gets into offensive linemen and just drives them backwards into the face of the opposing quarterback. So there's all of that. Before we go to break here, let me tell you about my friends at Turner's. Listen, joy comes out of the blue with Turner's Jewelers. You don't need any special occasion to give a special gift. Make any day memorable when you shop for fine jewelry at Turner's Jewelers. Doghouse Day is one of those. They're a family-owned business with over 65 years of experience. You can always see Ramona over there. She lives over there. It's a special place. It's not a chain. It's privately owned. It's gigantic. The selection is unparalleled. Mark and his staff are incredible. Turner's Jewelers will help you find the perfect gift to demonstrate your love or just because. Find the perfect bracelet, necklace, or earrings to surprise your special someone with. Silver and gold, diamonds, and precious gems. You'll find something for every style. Choose from their selection or customize your own design you know she'll love. They'll work with you every step of the way to make a piece you'll both adore. In-house experts can appraise, clean, and repair your jewelry just like new. Plus, they offer competitive prices for real gold, silver, and estate jewelry. When it's time to say, I do, come to Turner's for one-of-a-kind engagement rings and wedding rings. Turner's, made for the big day and every day thereafter. Watches and wedding bands for men mean everyone can find their perfect piece. I bought a watch from Turner's Jewelers, needed a manly watch. I knew where to go. Incredible selection of Rolexes awaits, an affordable price point, too. Find show-stopping jewelry, tons of designer brands, guaranteed to turn heads. Start your search online, turnersjewelers.com, or visit the experts in person in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first.